Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
Hello, welcome to our show. Thank you for joining us. Today I'm Lady Carolyn. And today we're going to be talking about learning to operate in love and walking in the Spirit. But before we get started, we're going to have some prayer so that we can decrease and God can increase in us.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity once again, Father God, to be used in your service, Father God. And we ask now to be in that Spirit, dear Heavenly Father, the Spirit of your word and the Spirit of truth and the Spirit of love, Father God. So we pray that now they will rest, rule, and abide with us, lead us and guide us in the truth of your word, Father God. And we ask this in Jesus' name, for his sake we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Nothing. Thank you.
Word of God, for the people of
God. Amen. Get into the word. Okay, and again, our topic is learning to operate in love and walking in the Spirit. And we will be discussing how important it is to understand that as we walk in love, we walk in the Spirit. The Spirit is our guide that protects us when we walk in the light of God's word. And it will make us transparent to those things that are not God. Light reveals and darkness hides. So it is imperative that we walk in the light of God's word in order to be able to operate in love effectively. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we're coming out of Ephesians 5, and we're going to be coming out of the Message Bible, and we're going to go from verse 1 to 5.
Okay.
That'd be good with you?
Good.
Okay. Because my husband wanted to go from 1 to 20.
Yeah, so I encourage you, when you have your own personal time, to read that a particular chapter in those verses. That bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And the topic for these scriptures in the Message Bible is wake up from your sleep. Watch what God does and then do it, like children who learn proper behavior from their parents. Mostly what God does is love you, keep company with him, and learn a life of love. Observe how Christ loved us. His love was not cautious but extravagant. He didn't love in order to get something from us, but to give everything of himself to us. Love like that. Amen. Don't allow love to turn into lust, setting off on a downhill slide into sexual promiscuity, filthy practices, or bullying greed. Though sometimes just love the taste of gossip, those who follow Jesus have better uses for language than that. Don't talk dirty or silly. That kind of talk doesn't fit our style. Thanksgiving is our dialect. You can be sure that using people or religion or things just for what you can get out of them, the usual variations on idolatry, would get you nowhere, and certainly nowhere near the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of God. And that's the word of God.
For the people of God. Thanks be unto God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And it's ironic because it's just a few days ago that we were speaking about, yesterday as a matter of fact, that we were speaking about how people try to manipulate ministries that they have for personal gain and things of that nature, you know. And then that last verse, you know, it was kind of illustrating through the word of God how we shouldn't do that,
right?
You know, for self-gain and whatnot, and how people deceive people as far as, you know, what their true motives are for being in ministry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be very careful of how we approach the gospel and how we use that gospel, because it's supposed to be good news. You know, it's not supposed to be something that, you know, because manipulation is witchcraft.
Amen.
You know, and we don't want to try to bamboozle the people of God just to get a few dollars.
Right.
You know, I don't know why that can't raise up my spirit, but when I heard that verse, you know, that just came to me. So you know, people need to be careful and watch, you know, especially when they're saying, thus says the Lord.
Amen.
And you know, using that to try to get self-gain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We're talking about learning.
Amen. Thank you,
learning to operate in love and walk in the Spirit. And that is a part of it, too. You know, we want to make sure that we're in line with God's word. The Bible says that we walk by faith and not by sight. And by walking in faith, that means that we have to be led by the Spirit. In the beginning, when Adam, you know, was in the garden, you know, it was his faith walk with God that helped him, empower him to do his duties, what God had assigned him to do in the earth. And then in the cool of the day, God would come down and they would converse about what he did, you know, talk about the animals. I'm just assuming, you know, but so they talked about the animals he had named for that day, you know, and how his day went. It wasn't that God didn't know. But God wanted a family. He wanted to communicate with his creation and find out how his day went, you know. And he wants that same thing for us, you know, for us to commune with him and let him know not just what we need, but just express our love and our feelings toward him, that we're grateful and thankful to have a loving Father in our life, you know, and to walk in that spirit of truth, you know, to be led by the Spirit. Not by what's going on in the world. You know, it talked about the language and it talked about the thoughts. You know, we want to put on the mind of Christ so we know that what we're representing as an ambassador of Christ is the true and the living God. You know, so people can see, you know, his glory in us, you know, as we are in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are his vessel and we want to keep it clean, we want to keep it pure. We want it to be a good place for him to dwell because, you know, we don't have tents like they did back in, you know, the Old Testament. You know, this is the tent. Our body is the temple in which he wants to dwell, you know. And he wants to make that holy place. He wants to make that holy of holies where he can come and sup with us and dwell with us and just for us to feel his presence. But in order for us to be able to allow him to do that, we have to let the Spirit of God make those changes in us that need to be changed so that we can be that spirit creature that he created us to be instead of being the natural human that we feel that we are.
Right.
Amen?
Amen. 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 And that's what it's all about, you know, and operating in love, it is about making those changes. And in order to make those changes, we have to understand what it is that we do need to change. You know, when you was talking about that language that comes up, you know, how we talk to each other is very important because our words need to reflect how we truly feel. I remember so many times I was unable to say, I love you, you know, and mean it, you know, and being able to get into that place where we understand that We're gonna have to kill the flesh daily. You know, God is not gonna kill the flesh for us. He's not gonna do that. You know, that's something that we have to do. We have to invite the spirit, the fruits of the Spirit into our own life. We have to learn how to have some self control. We have to learn how to be kind. You know, we have to learn how to love. We have to learn how to be able to be quiet. You know, God said there's a time for everything. We need to know when are those times and how do I learn how to be just like I'm supposed to be with the Holy Spirit in me instead of operating in flesh. Because whenever I get upset, I get disappointed or something happens that I can't change, you know, something goes on that I have no control over, flesh comes first. I got to kill that in order to be able to operate in the Spirit because God said he left us a comforter here.
Right.
You know, we have something inside of us that's good,
mm-hmm.
that it can invoke peace, you know, something that can bring forth those changes that needed to be made in us, but we cannot do that operating on our own.
Can't do it. And when we try, it's so fruitless and vain because we really weren't created like that from the beginning, you know. When we were put in our mother's womb, that spirit came down and entered into that woman's belly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when that fetus became a life, you know. The soul and the spirit began to develop right then and there, you know. So he already knows, you know. When we stood before him, before we came out here, we already knew.
Mm-hmm.
It was preordained and destined, what it was we were supposed to do. But when we come out and begin to learn and become knowledgeable of stuff, we're born in sin. We shaped in iniquity.
Right.
But we have to be taught, and that's wow, thank you, Holy Ghost. It's so important as us as parents and stewards over the lives that God blesses us with his children,
mm-hmm.
to foster that. You know, we are the ones responsible once they come out into the world and say, Lord, you know, give us that anointing, give us that grace that we need to raise this child up in the fear and admonition of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, if we just had a knew that back then,
mm-hmm.
how much better off would we be? Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. But now that we know, you know, that we can pass that on to future generations,
mm-hmm.
and to help them the best we can, you know, because we still can't beat them over their little heads with the Bible. But we can still put that word out into the atmosphere and try to teach them and help them to understand. Apostle said earlier something that was so profound about training up a child in the way, but she was taking it in the context of spiritual children, you know, young spiritual children, and that's so important because we had touched on earlier about how, you know, so many join the church and get abandoned,
mm-hmm.
you know, once they take that right hand of fellowship into the body of Christ, and then just get left,
mm-hmm.
you know. Dropped on the same doorstep to try to grow on their own, to try to make it on their own,
mm-hmm.
you know. And still that African proverb still applies to us as Christians that it takes a village to raise a child, and we need to be there, you know, in great numbers to help those children to grow spiritually. And to do that we have to be led of the Spirit, you know. I keep going there, that we got to walk by faith and not by sight. We have to be led by the Spirit. And the only way that we can do that is to stay in the Word. We have to feed off of God's Word because His Word is Spirit. His Word is life. And we need that so much in our lives in order to overcome all of the stuff that the world tried to throw at us,
mm-hmm.
you know. I'm just so thankful and grateful for this day because it's been filled with the Spirit of God. It's been filled with His Word. It's been filled with His presence. It's been filled with His anointing. And I'm just glad that, you know, that we come together and we tabernacle like this.
Amen.
Often, you know.
Amen.
We might not have that last supper. We might not have the communion elements here. But we commune on the Word. We fellowship on the Word, you know. And it's something to me that it excites me. You know, today I'm alive for real, for real. You know, because the Spirit of God is so prevalent with us. And that's how you know that you are being led by the Spirit, you know. And then the Spirit of love is here today. You know, you had said something earlier that kind of made me laugh. But it was so sweet and endearing because, you know, I was loving on you in my own little way. You know, you see, you looked in the mirror. And it,
yeah, and I was like, how?
You know, but
my hair sticking up on top of my head. I got on stripes and what are these circles?
But the beauty that I see in you goes far beyond that, and that's what I love. You know, that's the real you, and that's the you. That's the spirit of you that I love, and that's what it's all about. You know, and that blessed me when you came to me and said that because that lets us know that it is real. you know, and it is from God. So, you know, but this knowing that we have to be led by the Spirit every day, all day, you know, that's what helps us to discern things. That's what helps us in our decision making, you know. That what helps us in our role as parents, as husbands, as wives. Like American Express, you can't leave without it. You know, you have to have him with you, and he is with you.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to allow him, like you say, you have to crucify your flesh so that your spirit man can do the things that God has already appeared. Because all these days when God blesses us with, it's another opportunity to be used by him,
mm-hmm.
to be a witness for him, to tell others just how good he is in our life,
mm-hmm.
you know. And to me, that's a beautiful thing because it's another opportunity to share the gospel with somebody. And everybody needs some good news.
And all day, every day.
You know, I need it. You know, and I thank God for it. And it fills us up. It helps us to see and grow and just mature in him. And I feel that's what it's all about, and being able to be equipped to go out and have a meaningful and a powerful testimony and be a true witness for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen, amen. And then, you know, in order to be able to do that, we got to understand that being able to walk in the Spirit, first we have to go with the transforming of the mind, because as a man thinketh, so is he. And so, you know, whatever it is that we feed in ourselves on a daily basis, those things that pop up in our mind, those are the things that we got to make that checklist right then, and just, you know, check and balance. Is this God? You know, because the word says, choose this day who I will serve. And we were talking about earlier, if you're not serving God, which means that you would have to be walking in the Spirit in order to be able to be serving God. So if you're not serving God, you know that you're serving the other one. And you can tell when you caught up in that because of your actions, your thinking, your feelings, what's going on with you, even your circumstances will show you, you know, because it's how you live in there to show you if I'm living for Christ, you know, things start being peaceful in my life. It don't matter what comes up, what adversities I face or what's happening around me, I got peace, I got joy, I got love. You know, I don't have to fall into the mess, you know, the pitfalls that somebody, the little traps that other people set for you, you know, because you could be doing okay. You could be walking in the Spirit feeling just fine and go outside, and there is that one that does not have the same father that you have.
That's a fire partner
grill. Yeah, you know, and you got to make a decision right then. What am I going to do? You know, I remember years ago, I used to really, really get upset when people throw my change on the counter mm-hmm. after I handed my money to them. Mm-hmm. Instead of handing me my money back in my hand, you know, they would put it on the counter. And that would just irritate me to no end. And it had me so caught up, I'm telling you, this is how the enemy was operating my life, that every store that I went to, I'm waiting on the person to do that so that I can have something to say or react, you know, back at them. You know, and I never did because I didn't know how to operate in the Spirit. I didn't know how to make a choice, you know. I didn't have no choice. If we don't know how to pull that Spirit up in us, how to operate in the fruits of the Spirit, we don't have a choice. We do not have a choice. We have taken our own choice away from us, you know, because we need to be able to pull that invitation out, invite the Holy Spirit in. I want you to dwell in me. I want you to help me. I want you to guide me. I want you to lead me. I want you to stop me. You know, we need that invitation. You know, we need to send that invitation out on a regular basis, all day long, asking for that help, because when we're not asking for that help, we just like the words, lean not to your own understanding. We'll start leaning on us. we'll start doing things the way that we want to do things. Just like the word was saying, don't just do what you want to do. You know, some people use that as an excuse. I'm grown. I do what I want to do. No, if you really grown, if you really mature, you'll do what God wants you to do. And you'll strive to do
and
that.
The scriptures tell us that we are slaves to Christ.
Amen.
So we are slaves to Christ. That means that he is our master.
Amen.
And he's the one that we need to take our instructions from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a military time. You know, he's our master. He's in authority over our life. And we're supposed to be submitted unto him.
Right.
So therefore, you know, even though I agree with you about the invitation, by being a military man, you know, when we get ready to go on a deployment, there's a order is written, you know, or we have orders to deploy to such and such a place.
Okay.
You know, Jesus already has commandments for us. Those
mm-hmm.
are his orders. You know, those are his decrees to us, to saying, you know, this is what I need you to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I need you to love your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I need you to obey this, and I need you to do that. It's not, and it's not anything that's going to, you know, the things that Christ did when he was on earth was to be an example to us to how to live in the Spirit, how to live a Christian life, you know, so we.
But how? We don't always.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I said
why he sent his Spirit.
Right. That's why I said we need to invite that Spirit in ourselves. Because God is not going to make us do anything because along with the Holy Spirit, we also got free will.
That's right.
And most of the time, we'll go off on free will first,
mm-hmm.
you know. And if we don't make, you know, we all know the commandments.
Right.
Everybody don't know the commandments. That's
okay.
But everybody knows some, you
right.
know. Some people, you know, can definitely quote the ones that they know they're not gonna do. They know they're not gonna steal, you know. They know they're not gonna kill, you know. Right, you know. But how much of those commandments do we actually follow? Because if we was able to follow all of the commandments, like we should, we'd be perfect. We would be perfectly following Christ. And that's what we're striving to be, but we're not. And we're trying to learn how to be able to do that on a regular basis by staying in the Word, you know, eat and drink of the Word. But until we can get there, we need to know that there's some stuff that we can do to put in place, like invite the Holy Spirit in. Whatever it is that you can't do on your own, know for yourself, know for sure, without a doubt, that you can't do it and you do need that help.
Yes,
you do need that help.
But I was saying, though, you know, once you submit yourself, you know, to Christ, and in the military, I had to submit myself to that authority, to those that were appointed over me.
Right.
So that's why I said when you submit yourself to Christ, you know, through the power of the Holy Spirit, you know, and I was saying he was right about that. You have to invite him because, you know, God did create us with our own free will. But having the Holy Spirit on our lives help us to submit
mm-hmm.
and ask that not our will but God's will be done.
Right.
To help us in those areas that we may have strongholds and habits and addictions or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know. To help us to be able to operate in the Spirit.
Right.
That's basically what I was trying to say.
Let's say we're saying the same thing.
Okay.
Amen.
So, you know, because without the Holy Spirit, you can't, you know, you're powerless.
Powerless.
You know.
Helpless and hopeless.
Yeah. You know, back in the book of Acts, it says, you know, have you received power since the Holy Spirit has come upon you? You know, so it gives us the power to deal with those things that we can't deal with in our humanity, you know, in our own being, in our own self. We need that power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need that power to operate in the Spirit. It just can't do it. Without it.
And we need to know that. and understand that. Because there's too many times that we try to do things our own way, on our own, by ourselves, and we fail. And sometimes we want to blame others. Sometimes we want to blame God. Sometimes we want to deny that it's wrong. And sometimes we want to gloss over with minimal concern, like it's okay. You know, but we have to understand that the reason why these things keep going on the way that they're going on when it's so bad in our relationships with each other is because we have not that power. We have not used that power that we have inside of us. We have not operated in it. We're not walking in the spirit. We can't cuss each other out and call ourselves walking in the spirit. It's not going to be, we talked about earlier how there's no middle ground. It's not going to be a place in the middle where you can say, well, you know, bless his heart, I cussed him out. You know?
Well, it's like, you know, in the physical body, we have to exercise, you know, our faith. We have to exercise and strengthen our faith in God to allow those things that have already been done because Jesus did it all.
Mm-hmm.
And in order for us to receive it, you know, that our faith is that hookup, it's that connection.
Right.
So help us to get plugged in to his spirit, to get plugged into his grace, to get plugged into his peace and his joy and his love. So, you know, it is possible for us to operate in the spirit of love and the spirit of truth and in the Holy Spirit. But we have to be submitted. We have to be open and willing to let God be God in our life,
mm-hmm.
you know, to let him have free reign, you know. And God wants us to reign, you know. But in order for us to reign, we have to let Jesus Christ reign in us,
right.
you know, supreme and superior in our lives. We have to sit on the throne of our heart, you know, because Scripture said, out of the abundance of the heart, there's a mouth speak. You got abundance of stuff in there that, you know, makes you curse and makes you say silly stuff out your mouth. You know what I'm saying? It's going to show,
mm-hmm.
you know. But if you have the seed of God's word in you and you allow Jesus Christ to reign and rule over your heart, then you're going to speak a different language. You're going to speak, you know, that's what is good, you know, and acceptable.
And the more you do that, the more of it you have.
Amen.
Because anything that you feed is what's going to grow.
It's what's going to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It's so true.
That's so true.
So we just give God the praise for, you know, all that we have experienced today. You know, this has been a very spirit-filled day. I'm rejoicing just knowing that we have it. You know, we don't have it all, but we know what we got is good. We got the Lord on our side, and I just thank God for deliverance, and I just thank God for you in my life. And I got to give a shout-out to Mom, and I just give her thanks for sharing a lot of part of her day with us. Let us go to the throne of prayer. Father God, we thank you and we praise you for this another day that you've given us, Father God. And we pray that something was said, Father God, that would help set free and deliver, Father God. And we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. And we ask these things in Jesus' name, for your own worthy. Amen.
Amen. And again, we'd like to thank you for joining us. And we hope that you'll join us again. And remember that no matter what the circumstance is, the situation or the problem, the lesson is always love.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.